Over the years, we've seen great strides made to save endangered or threatened species here in the Hawaiian Islands. Today, we share the story of the plight of a bird known as the Micronesian kingfisher. The calls you're about to hear were recorded back in 1978. Now, our story today is about how zoos in places like Philadelphia and Arkansas and Missouri have been quietly working to save this species from disappearing altogether. Megan Lout, who's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here, just returned from the island of Guam, where planning is underway to reestablish a population of the stately bird known as the Micronesian kingfisher back into the wild. Its island home has been overrun with invasive species, the brown tree snake, but recent efforts to minimize the threat have led us to this point where scientists are seriously considering re-releasing the kingfisher back into its native forest. Its numbers have gone from about 24 to more than 130 in captivity.
It is a charismatic-looking bird. The males are bright blue and have a cinnamon-colored head, and they have a long bill. They're a predatory animal. If people are familiar with kingfishers on the mainland or kookaburras, they look like that. They're kind of a stout bird, and they have a really raucous call. They're little tough guys, and they're what we call sit and wait predators. So they'll sit on a branch and wait for a skink or a gecko to run by, and then fly down and scoop it up, and either fly back up onto the branch and smack it a few times and then swallow it whole.
So very patient predator.
Yes, they're patient predators.
Tell us about your first experience with the Micronesian kingfisher.
First time I saw sihek is the word in Chamorro, the name in Chamorro, 7 years ago or so. And I got to see them at the Guam Department of Aquatic and Wildlife Resources rearing facility. They're really a sight to see.
They're no longer found in the wild, correct?
That's right. They were brought into captivity over 30 years ago because people and biologists were noticing declines in all of Guam's forest bird species. And lucky for us and lucky for the kingfishers, the number of biologists had the foresight to bring in the last remaining kingfishers.
I remember being in St. Louis, and there was an op-ed, and the director of the St. Louis Zoo wrote in and said, "What I have at my zoo is more valuable than a Stradivarius." And he went on to describe the Micronesian kingfisher, and I was just so blown away. And he was inviting people to come down and see this incredible creature and you know, the efforts that they were going to save it, really.
Yeah, it is a charismatic species, and it is a challenge to maintain them in captivity, and so that is, yet again, one of the reasons we want to get them back in the wild, is that they'll thrive.
And so how do you actually release them back into the wild? Will they be released just to Guam, or will you release them to other islands in Micronesia?
We are evaluating all of our options right now. Ultimately, and technically, as far as the Fish and Wildlife Service is concerned, recovery is on Guam, but in order to recover them, we are going to explore all of our options.
People often think of Guam and the challenges they have with the brown tree snake. So how do we protect this kingfisher from the brown tree snake?
They've been able to control the numbers of them in areas, and so I think the timing of our, you know, our planning is really synchronous with the improvements in the ability to manage brown tree snakes. So we wouldn't be throwing them out into areas that are full of brown tree snakes. We would obviously be looking for safe areas.
What about releasing the Micronesian kingfisher, let's say, on one of the other islands, though, like Saipan or Tinian or one of the remote islands?
We are evaluating a full suite of options. We're in the beginning of the planning process, so we're looking at what is potentially available to us.
Is there anything that we can learn from our efforts here in Hawaii, you know, because we are the invasive species, you know, capital, right? We have the most endangered species here in Hawaii.
Well, We could look at, say, the Alala and the fact that 20 years ago we didn't know what we were going, what the plan was for Alala. And we also learned a lot of things about what it takes to have a relief program and the challenges that are associated with that. And we'll apply all of those lessons and others from around the world. We're going to do the best for the bird that we can. And so we will take all the lessons that have been learned and the successes that we've had here in Hawaii, obviously our motivation, you know, for us to realize that this is something that we can do. Started with, I want to say, 16 birds, and so we've come a long way, or they've come a long way.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we can do as a community to help support the program?
We'll keep everybody up to date on where we are, and we do want public involvement in this. It's a really exciting process and just so rewarding, too.
And what about funding?
Funding is always a challenge. So, of course, that's something that we're wrapping into our planning process. And we have, you know, some ideas of potential sources of funding, but it's something that, you know, as we work through, we'll be identifying and obviously applying for grants, doing the best that we can.
So how is it that you're able to get all these zoos to do what they're doing now? Was there a pot of money somewhere that you're able to, you know, use as seed money?
No, thankfully, the zoos have been funding this all on their own for the past 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're grateful to them for that, eternally grateful to them for that.
Wow, that is pretty terrific. Oh, that's amazing. But yeah, too bad we can't get like a GoFundMe kind of a thing going. You know?
Yeah, well, when the time comes, I think this idea and this species are exciting and that we will be able to get people, you know, just really excited about this idea.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Megan Laut, Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, about the Micronesian kingfisher.